There is the word of faith.
Your way is pleased with at my heart. But I do believe that it is time that the people of Yahweh, as the scriptures tells us, that the word of Yahweh is very pure. It has no impurities at all in it. And only the servants of Yahweh will love it. We have made it out of masquerading as though that they are sincere unto Yahweh. But they are not servants of the King. The word of Yahweh is very pure. And only the servants of Yahweh truly love His truth. Now, I do want to emphasize even that the servants, because there is something that I do want to express tonight, that we must understand. Wisdom is the principle that opens the door to understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing. But in all of our getting, we need to get understanding. We need to understand the might and the power of this great King that's going to be revealed unto us. We must know what we are expecting, and the one that shall redeem us, even from the wrath and the terror that shall overtake this entire earth. The nations will be consumed with the wrath and the terror of Almighty Yahweh. There's no time to be placid. We must understand His truth in a way as never before. Now, what I want to do is establish something tonight in the hearts of His servants. Only the servants of Yahweh will love His truth. We are not servants, we will not love it. I want to establish the power of this kingdom that shall be, and the strength and the might, and what shall be the power of this kingdom, because Scripture tells us that. I want to be God in Revelation chapter 13. I do not believe that Yahweh placed a book in touch, that we should not have the profound understanding of His truth, His revelation of the beginning of time and the end of time as well. He has not changed, neither has His word changed. I want to begin in Revelation chapter 13, starting at verse 1. Johannes said, "And I stood upon the sand of the sea." He said, "And I saw a beast rise up out of the sea." He saw this great emperor power that rose up out of the masses of the people. He saw this king rise and to stand forth with a mighty anointing of power. He saw this beast. His spirit shall be as a beast. It cannot be tamed. It cannot adhere to the commandments and the laws of Yahweh. I want to point out something very important in these texts of scriptures tonight. He said, "I saw this emperor, this ruler, rise up out of this commodulation of this federation of nations. I saw a ruler, splendid in power, in his might. I saw this one rise up out of the masses of this confusion and the debacles in the land." You must understand that the wrath of Yahweh has been poured out upon the nations. We sense the debacle of nations. They have no surety. They have no certain path to take. And so they are looking for this leader to lead them. And that is what the nations of the world are looking for today. Just like Israel did. But you always said, "I will be your king and your ruler." They sought out one that was fitting according to their description. And He gave them one that literally sinned against Yahweh. And that is what the nations are looking for today. One that will defy the counsel, the power, and the knowledge of Almighty Yahweh. He said, I saw this one having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns. I saw this power of these ruling nations as he rose up out of the midst of the nations. It's nothing but the old Roman Empire coming back to its fullness of authority and power. Now that's all that is. This is the last stage of the Gentile power. They rule as beasts, and that is why their ruler is classified as a beast. He has animalistic traits and a character that denounces the power of Yahweh, and that is what a beast does. We can see with Nebuchadnezzar, as he defied the laws of Yahweh, that he turned him over unto the fields as a beast. And he crawled in the fields as a beast until he realized that the mighty one, Yahweh Almighty, lives. But at this time, they will not repent. They're not going to change. He said, and I saw upon his head, not just the name, but the names of blasphemy. I saw the names of blasphemy, that they literally reproach, revile, curse Almighty Yahweh. Now that is the power of the beast kingdom today. Men, they blaspheme Yahweh. They revile his name. They have disdain for it. They do not regard his name. Now that is the strength of this Gentile ruling power that even exists today. When a man has that anointing, and that is a false anointing to blaspheme Yahweh, and that is in his mind, and he rejects, he defies the name of Yahweh, he has blasphemy in his heart. Now I will show you in this text as I read. It says, and the beast which I saw was similar to the leopard. He had similarities as the leopard, quick and strong. Now that shall be the power of this ruling government. And that is the power of this Gentile nature today in the hearts of men. They are quick to respond in their corruption. They are quick to respond in their wickedness. That is the power of this beast nature of man. He said, and his feet were as the feet of bear, strong. They think that they determine their own path. And they walk in the way that they perceive that is right. And they do what they want to. Now that is the birth of this beast spirit. I will show us in scripture. And he had the mouth of a lion. They roar, they speak without any regard at all. And they literally think that their words are to cause fear and trepidation in the heart of those that are the truly servants of Yahweh. Every word to them is pure, and his servants love his word. He say, and the dragon, the power of hell, Shatan, gave him his power and his throne or his seat and great authority. Not all authority, because Messiah said all authority in heaven and in earth is given unto him. Now, I want to exemplify his authority as he warns us. He said, and I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wandered, or they followed after the beast. They're looking for this false healing today. And they're following after the nature of the beast today. He brings this thing down literally, that we can understand individually what Yahweh is literally saying in this hour. I understand the broad spectrum of this. But this is brought down to the individual level. He says, and they worshiped the dragon, which gave power to the beast. And they worshiped the beast. This is what they said. Who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemy. You hear that? He reviled. He cursed. He reproached. He had contempt and disdain. Blasphemy. And power was given unto him to make war 42 months. Verse 6. And he opened his mouth to blaspheme. What does it say in that rendition? Blaspheme against who? The Lord. It says in the King James. What does it say? To blaspheme against God. Do you see that? And to what? Blaspheme his name and his house and those that dwell in the kingdom of Yahweh. Now that is the strength of this Gentile power today. They blaspheme Almighty Yahweh because they have blasphemed his name. And he opened his mouth. And they opened their mouth with great oratory skills today. And they will blaspheme Almighty Yahweh. And they will blaspheme his name. Now look at this transition of things, of this thing that is taking place. And this is the culmination of the end. This is the end time here. Yet Yahweh warns us of the power of this Gentile nature and this beast spirit and how it will respond unto him. Now that's the way man is responding today. When you talk about the creator of all things, they began to blaspheme his name. They began to revile his name. They began to speak against. Sure it is. That shall be the strength and the power of the Gentiles' lives stand against Yahweh. And that is why he began to speak against the Father. Why? His name. And he began to blaspheme, to revile, and to speak evil against the name. And now today people will revile the name of Yahweh. They are not even conscious of what thing that they are speaking. They have no law of righteousness or understanding to know even what they are saying. Now if he is the God, then what name will they blaspheme? If that is that vitally important, that Yahweh says this is the extreme last stand that the Gentile power shall possess. And he shall invest all that he possess in one thing, and that is to blaspheme me, my name, and my house, whereby my saints shall dwell. And they blaspheme. He blasphemed the name of the Father. He blasphemed his name. He began to revile it and say that the name is not so. And that is what men are saying today. They say, well, there were vowel points. There's no vowels there. My friend, the entire Old Testament was written without any vowels at all. Every word in the Old Testament was written without vials. They did not have the vials. They had pointers. And they knew exactly where the vials went. They knew exactly how to speak the words. May I say this to us? I recall when I first went into masonry, they wrote everything without vials. But yet we knew exactly where the vials went and all the oaths. You had oaths that you had to learn. You had oaths that you had to repeat. And we knew exactly what the word was without any vial. And they would take all the vials out of their literature when it came to the oaths. And one could look at that and they would not understand. But only those that understood the spirit of that could understand. Only those that understand whom Yahweh is. He is a spirit. And when you blaspheme his name, you blaspheme him. Man shall be given of every sin, but once you blaspheme the Spirit of Yahweh, you're not going to be forgiven. And he is the Spirit. Yahweh is. So he opened his mouth with blasphemy against the one that sits in the heavens. And he says it quite frankly, and against, or he blasphemed his name. And his house, and those that dwell in the heavens. And it says he was given, it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And authority was given him over all tribes and people, language and nations. Not some, but there's not one nation that is not included in this. And all who dwell upon the earth, listen, every man that dwells upon the earth will worship him. Does it not say that? Then who shall not worship him? It said, whose names have been written from the foundation of the world. You tell me the power of a name has no significance. When Yahweh says this power shall consume the strength of every man whose name is not written in the Lamb's book of life. Even your name was no coincidence. It was not some happen chance. Yahweh ordained that for that name to be so. And the name was written from the foundations of the earth in the Lamb's book of life. You say, Pastor Roberts, the name Jesus has been around. My friends, if we would honestly just take a little time, that name Jesus can only be, and it is only, about 500 years old. Tell me the name, those that even in what we call the King James, when they call that name, Jesus, what name did they call upon? Did they call upon that name Jesus? It was no J. You could never get Jesus. You could never get Jehovah. And even that consonant, the I was given the sound, it should produce the sound of the J. That's why it is pronounced Jesus. So tell me those that have died. Only those names that were written in the Lamb's book of life, from the foundation of the earth now, before the foundation, they shall be delivered from every yoke and every bondage of this Gentile power. Now, when a man's name is not written, he is going to worship the beast. He's going to give strength unto the beast. I ask you all, saints, I pray you hear me. What name did he blaspheme? It must be a name that this Gentile power in his last hurrah and stand is going to blaspheme. And if we don't know that name, we better get on our faces and cry out to the Father, help us that we may know. For what reason? That we will not blaspheme the Father's name. That we will not blaspheme the Father's name. It said he blasphemed God and his what?
and His name. Now, if He is classified as what the world calls a God, what is the name that they're going to blaspheme? What is the name that they're going to speak against? What is the name that they're going to revile? Well, we know that name. They revile it today. They despise it. They hate it. Because they blaspheme the name of Yahweh. That is His name. And even the beast powers that be know that. And that shall be the strength of His kingdom. To draw this manipulated people under the power and the strength. The reason that He will make war against the saints. Why? Because Yahweh said that His word is very pure. And therefore His servants, they love His truth, saints. Every word of Yahweh is pure. Every word of Yahweh is pure. And it is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. And that shall be our shield, saints. Because we will put our trust in the words of faith that have been spoken unto our hearts. And they have brought about this hope that we shall see this mighty one in His everlasting power. Not only shall they blaspheme Him, but they shall blaspheme His name. Not only Him, but they shall blaspheme His name. His house, why His house? Because there is where His name is inscribed in His house. And those that dwell in the heavens with Him. And He's going to blaspheme. He's going to revile. He's going to speak reproachable against the name of Yahweh. Men today, they despise it. They reproach that name. They revile it. They mock His name. Why? Because this is the last stanza of the Gentile power that rules today. He says coming to an end. And I believe that. But Pastor Roberts, I know it says that. Is there more concrete evidence that is so? I will show us in Scripture. I want to read this last verse in verse 9 of Revelation 13. He says, if any man has an ear, let him hear. If any man has the spiritual ear, he shall hear what he shall do. He shall blaspheme against Yahweh, to blaspheme His name. Has nothing to do with His power, but His name. That Scripture tells us what a man would blaspheme Yahweh's name, the consequences of this. That's why He's going to rain terror down. Now, I want to go to the Torah, Leviticus. I want to read something from Leviticus. There must be line upon line in precept upon precept. Must be here little and there little. Do you understand why people reject His name? Because they're fools. That's what Scripture says. It's not what I say. I will show you. Leviticus chapter 24. Leviticus 24 and verse 10. It says, and the son of an Israelitish woman, Leviticus 24 and 10, whose father was an Egyptian, went out among the children of Israel, the son of the Israelitish woman. And the man of Israel strove together in the camp where they began to fight. They fought. And the Israelitish woman, listen to this, blasphemed. Does it say that? Blasphemed. What? But what does it say in your text? The name of the Lord. It did not say she blasphemed the Lord. It did not say she blasphemed God. It does not say she blasphemed the great one. But he blasphemed the name. He blasphemed the name of the Lord. I will use that for expedience to express something to us. You understand? And curse And they brought him to Moshech, and his mother's name was Shilamite, the daughter of Dibri, of the tribe of Dan. And they put him in ward or in custody in jail. For what reason? It says in that rendition that the mind of Yahweh might be shown to them, or that the mind of the Lord might be shown unto them. That the mind of Yahweh may be revealed. Verse 13. Yahweh spoke unto Moshe, saying, this is what he says, take the blasphemer. That's how it is said. I know what it says in that text. He said, take the blasphemer outside the camp, and let all that heard him lay their hands upon his head, and let the entire congregation stone him. And thus spake unto the children of Israel, saying, whosoever curseth Yahweh shall bear his sins. And he that blasphemeth, is that not what it says? The name of Yahweh, he shall be surely put to death. And they are dying spiritually. No light because they are blaspheming the name of Yahweh. I know what it says in the interpretation of that King James. It says, he that blaspheme the name of the Lord shall be put to death. What about blaspheme Yahweh's name? He is going to die. He is going to die spiritually. There should not be a light to shine forth when that beast's power begins to rule. Darkness is going to prevail in the earth. When a man allow his beast nature to rule, he find his senses being darkened. His ability to think clearly is not, it is not operable. When a man begins to speak against the name of the only Creator, and he began to speak reviling language, that he actually cursed his name to say that his name is not appropriate, that is the strength and the power of the Gentile ruling kingdom. You will know that that man has received his strength from this dragon power. Shaitan. He has received his anointing from Shaitan. I will show us with a preponderance of evidence in Scripture. He blasphemed the name. He blasphemed the Father's name. And they killed him. I believe that Yahweh is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Messiah says, seek not that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets, but to fulfill them. He said, till heaven and earth he passed away, not one jota or one yoda shall pass from the law. And what he always says, every word that he speaks is a law. He speaks laws of government. And he governed our lives. He doesn't leave that to you to govern at all. He is the mighty supreme power that governs. He said, this one has blasphemed Yahweh's name. He shall be surely put to death, and all the congregation shall stone him, as well as the strangers. So he that is born in the land, when he blasphemeth the name of Yahweh, shall be put to death. Now that is what this power, this fragmentation of this Roman spirit is today. It did the same thing under Constantine. It oppressed the pure doctrines of truth of Yahweh. And they began to commune with Gnosticism and all kinds of pagan and sun worship. Today, that's why you have Sunday worship. That's why you have such fragmentation and what we call, quote, Christianity. That's why you have such diversities of beliefs and doctrines that there is only one truth. He always is the truth. When a man knows him, he is free from Gnosticism and all kinds of religious practices that actually and literally condemns a man's soul into darkness. And so that same Roman power and strength, and he received her anointing under this Jezebel that we call Roman Catholicism, whereby her strengths were indoctrinated in what we call Christianity. They began to practice those things. We don't even question whether the traditions that we practice are they according to scripture and truth. Are they made of our fathers and we just follow in line with them? Somewhere we have missed it. Somewhere we have turned down a crooked road. It's only time to turn around and get it right. When a man blasphemes the name of Yahweh, that man is going to die. And that scripture and that beast's power, the whole kingdom, is going to be destroyed because he shall blaspheme Yahweh and his name. Why is it that man will blaspheme his name? Turn quickly to Psalm 74, verse 10 and verse 18. Psalm 74, verse 10. It says, David cried, O Yahweh, how long shall thy adversary reproach, revile, or blaspheme? That is what reproach is. How long will your adversary reproach? Shall the enemy blaspheme thy name forever? Here David is talking about this blasphemy against his name. Does it read that way in the text you're reading? When a man is an enemy of Yahweh, he will blaspheme his name. He reviles it. He has contempt for it. He despises his name. How long will your enemies blaspheme or reproach your name, revile it? How long shall our traditions supersede the laws of Yahweh? During the Council of Trent in 1562, Regea, he was a priest, a pope, and he said that church doctrine supersedes anything that is scriptural. Our traditions supersede scripture. Anytime there's a conflict with scripture and our church tradition, then our church tradition will supersede that. And that is what it is today. Anytime your church traditions infringe or the scripture infringe upon that, then your tradition takes root. It can't be. It can't be. So how long shall the enemy blaspheme thy name? Does it say that? And actually there should be a question mark there. And David said, forever? Are you going to let them do that forever? And look down in verse 18 in the same chapter. He said, remember this. I want you to remember this. Remember the Shabbat. Remember this. That the enemy hath reproached or reviled you, Yahweh. And that the foolish people have what? The foolish people blaspheme his name. He said, the foolish people. I know we don't want to think of ourselves as being foolish. He said, but the foolish people have blasphemed my name. They revile my name. They curse it. They disregard it. The name of the Father to him is diversely important. Everything in the kingdom is going to be identified with his name. Everything in the kingdom is going to be identified with his name. We are not even sealed unless his name is prima donna in our minds and our spirits. That's the truth. Fools, he says. They were blasphemed, those foolish people. They have blasphemed my name. To blaspheme the name of the Father. He said they have literally blasphemed my name. And my friend, unless Yahweh, his anointing rested on man, he will constantly blaspheme his name. The scripture says in Revelation chapter 16. Let us see what scripture says. Scripture says in Revelation 16, verse 8. After the seventh angel opened the seal, that these are the seven last plagues that shall be poured out upon the earth. Now the 13th chapter talks about that this beast rose up out of the massive confusion of the people with a great anointing and a power. And this power of hell gave him his anointing or his strength. And the first thing he began to do, he began to blaspheme Yahweh and his name. His house, that is what it said he did. Why that? Why did he begin to do that? He began to blaspheme Yahweh. And that's what this beast generation is doing. It is blaspheming Yahweh. It despises, it reviles against his name. It reproaches his name. Because they are foolish. What if I blaspheme the name of Yahweh? He's an enemy of Yahweh. When these people in their ignorance say, I don't believe it, they're fools. They're foolish people. That is the truth. Is it something how Yahweh even kept you when you, when he began to deal with you, even in your beginning stages? You heard that name Jehovah, you rejected that, did you? Every last one of you all rejected that. You knew something about that that just wasn't right. Because it is a hybrid pagan thing. If you will simply do a little research, you will find that the name Jesus can be no older than 500 years old. That's it. It was a name that was made up. It's a hybrid name. It is not the name of the Son of Yahweh. He came in his name. He came in the power of the Father's name. Because Yahweh, salvation, belongeth unto him. So the last seven plagues began to be poured out upon the earth. Look at what scripture says in Revelation chapter 16, verse 8. Listen carefully and closely. Johannes said, and the fourth Malach poured out his vial upon the S-U-N, the sun. And power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. A consuming fire. He is a consuming fire, isn't he? But he scorched them with fire. And men were scorched with great heat. Do you understand this? What did they do when they were scorched? What does it say in that scripture? They what? Blaspheme what? And they blaspheme the name of Yahweh. Men steal even the fire of his word. They still will blaspheme it. He said, cause the sun and the power of the sun to vehemently beat upon them. I can't even fathom that, honestly. I don't understand even the power of that he calls the Malach to pour this vial or this bowl of indignation of Yahweh. What could he do but even shield the sun? But yet in the brightness of that fervent power of Yahweh began to scorch them. Their meat, their flesh began to burn. They began to be consumed with the fire of Yahweh's indignation. He is a consuming Yahweh. That he is. Yet as men began to sense the scorch and they began to blaspheme, you would have thought they would have fell on their faces. Said, help me, a wretched thing I am. But they began to blaspheme his name. That's what it says. And they blaspheme the name of who? Of God. They blaspheme Yahweh. They blasphemed his name. No, they said they blaspheme, even if you read it in that text as it is. It says they blaspheme the name. They blaspheme the name of. So it identifies the object. They blaspheme the name. What name? Of. Of who? God. What it says. You're right about that, brother. And they blaspheme Yahweh's name in the midst of this fire and the darkness of hell consuming them. They blasphemed his name. And God, that's the power of this Gentile nature. They blaspheme his Yahweh, his house, his name, and those that truly call upon his name. And everything that is in the abodes of his great kingdom. This is down to the last great plague and the great manifestation of Yahweh to be poured out upon the earth. You hear me? Yet they blaspheme the name. They blaspheme the name. They blaspheme his name. They blaspheme the name of God. They blaspheme the name of Yahweh. They blaspheme it, which had power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. Messiah said, Father, glorify thy name. He said, I have, and I'm going to do it again. He's going to do it again. I'm going to show you in Revelation how he's going to do it again. And they did not repent of their blasphemy to give glory, to give glory. To give glory unto Yahweh. They didn't repent. They did not change one bit at all. It says in verse 10, listen now. And the fifth angel, the fifth milat poured out his vial upon the throne now, or the seat of the beast of this Gentile government. And his kingdom was full of what? Darkness. You see, that's why this Gentile kingdom is full of darkness. That's why your Gentile mind, your beastly mind, is a darkened mind. It loves sin. It reproaches Yahweh. It's a vile thing. It rejects the laws and the commandments of Almighty Yahweh. He poured out this bowl upon this beast power. And it was full of darkness. And they gnaw their tongues. Because of the pain, they chew their tongues. Can you even comprehend that? They began to gnaw their tongues because of pain. And they blaspheme. And they blaspheme. And they blaspheme Yahweh in heaven. It can't be but one in the heavens. And he has to have a name. And they blaspheme. They knew his name. And they blaspheme his name in heaven because their pain and their sores, and they repented not of their deeds. The fool will blaspheme his name. He will not repent. And there was no repentance at all. When you find yourself having no repentance, when you are not sorrowful for your sins, you are wicked. You are wicked. When you cannot see you and the sins of your nature, you're walking in darkness. You are a blind beast, a creature that has no light at all. And that's the truth. When you cannot acknowledge your vile, evil, beastly, sadistic ways, something is wrong in your soul. Something is wrong. Yahweh must, my friends, under this Gentile power, he has to identify his house. He must. He must identify his house. And even the Molochs shall know, the Melechim, when they come to retrieve his people or to mark them, they will know the exact ones, who are the Father. And that is the truth. It says in Revelation 16, I want to drop down to verse 17. It says that the seventh Moloch poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the house of Yahweh from the throne saying, it is done. Messiah said, it is finished. And the voice says, it is done. And there were voices and thundering and lightning, and there was a great earthquake such as was not since men were upon the earth. So mighty an earthquake and so great, it was nothing like it. The thing that we heard about in Bam, Iran, 50,000 people died. Yet he said it's nothing like this earthquake. Nothing in the history of man can equate to that. You see, that thing in Bam, Iran, it did not alter one thing in our lives. It did not make us cry out or pray. Death does not cause us to do that. Because of the darkness of this kingdom that rules in the minds of men today, it is the strength of this beast power, and it will blaspheme the name of Yahweh. It will speak against his name. Verse 19. And the great city was divided into three parts. And the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon came into remembrance before Yahweh. This confused Jezebel. She came back into his remembrance to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And it said that every island fled away and the mountains were not found. You think that will cause men to fall on their face? Prostrate before Yahweh. And cross say name. No, it doesn't. It says, and there fell upon men great hell out of heaven. Every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blaspheme your way. Because of the plagues of hell, for the plagues thereof was exceedingly great. And they blasphemed your way. They began to speak reproach, vile indignation against him. They began to scorn him with contempt and said, if you are the mighty one, then why are these things? Because of their sins, their corruption, and their wickedness. It shall fall upon this nation, every city of the nations shall fall. That's what it says. Every city, all the cities of the nations shall fall. And they will blaspheme the name of Yahweh. And they're going to blaspheme his name, my friends. And they are blaspheming his name. When a man will not give glory to his name, it is a strength of blasphemy. How can you say that? I will show you what Scripture says. You either believe it or you don't. It's either the truth or it's a lie. It either brings a profound knowledge and understanding to us, or it condemns us, or we reject it. And they were to blaspheme his name. Well, then if we don't know his name, we better begin to pray and find out what his name is. That's going to be the concluding thing of the kingdom. It says in Revelation chapter 22. Revelation chapter 22. How many more chapters do we have after chapter 22? How many? Do we have any? You sure? Is this the conclusion of the issue then? I will read Revelation chapter 22. It's either we love him, his service, love his truth, or they don't. Revelation chapter 22 verse 1. Do you believe this? I do. I read it. I'll read what it says. It says in Revelation chapter 22 verse 1. This is the eternal kingdom now. This is what Johannes saw. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as a crystal, proceeding out of the throne of Yahweh and the Lamb. He said, in the midst of the street of it, on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which had 12 manner of fruit, and yield her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healings of the nation. Is that not what it says? It doesn't say that. Yeshua says that. And it says, and there shall be no more curse, no more blasphemy, but the throne of, look, it says what there? Yahweh and what? The Lamb shall be in it, and who? He who? His servants. That's why I told you to hold on to that. Every word of Yahweh is pure. Therefore, his servants, they love it. And it says in verse 4 of Revelation 22, will you read that with me? And they... Will you read that again? One more time. Then we better find out what name is going to be in our foreheads. And they shall see his face. And his name shall be in their foreheads. These charlatan liars can tell you his authority shall be in his forehead, but his name shall be in their foreheads. And his name shall be in their foreheads. Now I want to know what that name is. I do not believe that there shall be a name that we do not know. Not the Father's name. For the Son says, he shall write his Father's. Let me read Scripture. I will read what Scripture says. And see if we are his servants. Only the servants will love it, alright? Only the servants shall love it. Scripture tells us, Revelation chapter 3, verse 12. Revelation chapter 3, verse 12. Is that red in your text? I ask you again, is that red, written in red? Do you all concur with me? That is written in red. And we know what is written in red. They say it is, these are the precise words of Messiah. All right? That he spoke this. I want to read this carefully for you. As he spoke unto the house, the assembly of Philadelphia. Brotherly love. I will read this carefully. Verse 12. Revelation 3 and 12. It says, him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the house of my Father. And he shall go no more out. Does it say that? And it says, and who? And who? And that's Messiah, isn't it? He said, and I will write upon him, what? The name of my Father and the name of my he said, I will write upon him the name of my Father and the name of the city of my Father, which is New Jerusalem, which come down out of heaven from my Father, and I will write upon him what? My new name. He's going to have a new name. But the Father's name is going to be the Father's name. It has not changed. He hasn't changed. Messiah said, first of all, I'm going to write my Father's name. Those that overcome, he said, will I write upon him the name of my God? Does it say that? He said, I will write upon him the name of my God. What is the name of his God? Is it just God? Did you believe it's just God? He said, I will write upon him the name of my Father. That's the pure rendition. And if Messiah is going to take that pain-taking responsibility for those that overcome this beast power, he's going to write the name of his Father upon them. Those are those that are in Revelation 22. That they shall see his face, and his name shall be written in their foreheads. It shall be written in their minds, their hearts. And when the Father's name is not written in your heart, you don't even know Messiah. For he writes the Father's name. And in this last hour, he is going to glorify his name again. That men may fear his name. And men don't fear his name today. They blaspheme it. They say, not that name, but that is a name. And he has a name. And his name is not Lord's. And it's not God. The Son's name could never be Jesus Christ. Never. 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 It can never be that. He said, I will write the name of my Father upon their foreheads. And the name of the new city, Jerusalem. And he said, I will write my new name, because his new name is not going to be he saves. His name is going to have a totally different connotation. For the kingdom work is finished. But he shall have your kingdom is finished, or the pleasure of the Father. But there is a new name. There is a new name. That is why we're going to have a new name in Zion, because the names that we have even today, the names that are associated with pagans and pagan identities, there's going to be a pure language in the kingdom, because a pure people are going to speak the name in the kingdom. And when we speak that name, it's going to be a pure name. Sure it is. You can't contaminate him. You can't defile Almighty Yahweh. They're going to blaspheme him. He's still going to have his anointing and his authority. He's going to have that. He's going to have that. I want to go to Revelation chapter 11. The second woe has passed and the third woe comes quickly. It says in Revelation chapter 11 verse 16. It says, and the 24 elders which sat before Yahweh on their seat, they fell on their face and they worshipped Yahweh, saying, we give thanks unto thee, O Yahweh, our Father Almighty, which was and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power, and you have reigned. And look what it says in verse 18. It says, and the what? How many nations do we have? The 286 nations around the world. And it said, and the nations were what? Angry. And thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged. That thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants. Now, he said, you're going to give your rewards unto thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and to them that what? Fear thy name, small and great, and should it destroy them that destroy the earth. He's going to give reward unto those that fear his name, the prophets, the saints, small and great. And he's going to destroy those that destroy the earth. Man has blasphemed his name because of the power of this beastly kingdom is being established. For some reason we think that this kingdom, it takes a period of time for a kingdom to be built. 2,000 years ago Messiah came. And the kingdom has not been built to its perfection. Because it's been building on everything. It's been building on every kind of foundation there is. Sand, stubble, but has rejected the chief cornerstone. So it's built its traditional, its traditions on everything. But truth, you can't reject truth. You must build upon the truth. You must build upon the truth of whom he is. And the Messiah is going to write that name. It didn't say the Father would have a new name. It said that He will have a new name. He's going to write His new name upon us. But the Father's name hasn't changed. It's the same name. His name is Yahweh.